Earth and Sky.
Welcome to Clear Voices. I'm Jorge Salazar. The computer of the future, called the quantum computer, might someday revolutionize not only science, but our basic understanding of the universe. Up next is the scientist who introduced the idea of quantum computing back in the 1970s, David Deutsch. He's a professor at the Center for Quantum Computation at the University of Oxford in England. Deutsch talked about his book, The Fabric of Reality, The Science of Parallel Universes and Its Implications. He spoke with Earth and Sky's European correspondent, Aitana Vargas, on multiple universes, what he calls the four strands of knowledge, and more. Here's David Deutsch.
What is the main message of your book, The Fabric of Reality?
The Fabric of Reality tries to present a unified worldview that incorporates all our best knowledge. I find that our deepest knowledge of the world is contained in four of what I call strands, one of which is quantum physics, and one of which is the theory of computation, and then there's also the theory of evolution and the theory of knowledge.
Another thing that you actually mention in your book is the concept of universality. Can you describe what that is?
This is a very important concept that arises initially in the theory of computation, which is one of the four strands described in the book. In computer terms, it is just the statement that there is such a thing as a universal computer. That is to say, but in terms of computations, all computers are equivalent. Any computer can simulate the behavior of any other computer. It can calculate what any other computer will eventually do. It may do it more slowly. It may require additional memory capacity to do it. And this is a deep fact that extends far beyond the theory of computation. If you think about it, science is just creating computer programs that run inside human brains and simulate aspects of the rest of the universe. So this universality started out as an abstract mathematical thing and then became a computer science thing. More generally, it's what's responsible for the existence of knowledge and of biological evolution and life, because life is also a matter of a universal thing, namely DNA, being able to code for the knowledge required to survive in an arbitrary environment.
So one of the things, you know, when you're explaining this, one of the things that come to my mind is that basically what you're saying is that quantum computers are a great tool to study physics, to study the fundamentals of physics. Is that right?
Yes, indeed. That's my main reason for being interested in quantum computers.
David, how would you define, well, not you actually, but how does quantum theory define reality?
I have to give a warning here that my own take on this is a minority view. No more than 10% of physicists would take the view that I'm about to describe. In my view, quantum theory is the theory of parallel universes. All the weird effects of quantum theory, ranging from tunneling to discrete energy levels to quantum computation, all of them are actually the effects, tiny effects, but which can be amplified, of different things happening in different universes. I think that the discoveries in quantum theory were severely delayed by several decades through this approach of systematic denial of the existence of other universes. People thought that so long as we agree on the equations, we're not really disagreeing about anything substantive. But that's a mistake, because if you disagree about reality, then if you take the wrong view about reality, you're going to prevent further progress. It doesn't make any difference about knowledge that we already know, but it does prevent further progress. And I think that quantum computers could easily have been invented in the 1950s, perhaps even in the 1930s when quantum theory itself was new. But it took until the 1980s because people simply didn't take seriously that that quantum phenomena are brought about by something real, and that is events in other universes.
That was physicist David Deutsch, author of The Fabric of Reality, The Science of Parallel Universes and Its Implications. I'm Jorge Salazar for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.